You that love mirth, give ear to my song, a moment you never can bitter employ. Sawney and Teague were marching along, a bonny Scotch loon and an Irish deer joy. They had never seen a windmill, nor had they heard of any such name. As they were walking and merrily talking, at last by good chance to a windmill they came. Swoon, said Sawney, what you call that? To tell its good name, I'm at a loss. Teague very readily answered the Scot, by Christ I believe it's St. Patrick's cross. Sir, said Sawney, you're mistaken, for it's St. Andrew's cross, I will swear. There is his bonnet and garment hangs on it, the muckle good saint is in Edinburgh ware. Nay, by my shoal, thou tellest all lies, for that, I swear, is St. Patrick's coat. I see him in Ireland a-buying the fries, and that is the same St. Patrick bought. He's a better saint than ever hungry Scotland e'er did breed. By my showation, he was my relation, and had a great kindness for honest poor Teague. Therefore, says Teague, I will be my shoal. Now lay down my arms and pluck out my beads. Under this good holy cross I will fall and say Pater Noster and some of our creeds. Teague began with great devotion for to adore St. Patrick's cross. The wind set a-blowing and turned the sails going and gave my dear joy a damnable toss. Sawney lot to see how poor Teague lay scratching his ears on top of the grass, swearing by Christ 'twas the deals were leaguing, and none was so sure of St. Patrick's cross. Teague cried out in a mighty passion, I by my shoal I'm very much sore. By my shallowation, this shall be a caution to trust to St. Patrick's kindness no more. Sawney to Teague then scoffingly cried, St. Patrick was but a sorry sad loon, to hit you such a sore bang on the hide, for kneeling before him and asking a boon. Prithee, Teague, serve good St. Andrew, he by my shoal was a muckle good man. Since your St. Patrick has served you such a trick, I'd see the de'il take him or trust him again.